The Buffon's Present Home for Christmas, a family show in French featuring Cynthia Karam at Le Monat Theatre. Written and directed by Bruno Tabal, the play, initially performed on December 9, 10, 16, 17, 21, 22, 23 at 4:30 p.m., has been extended with additional shows on December 21, 29 and 30. The audience is captivated by beautiful Christmas ballads, performed in three languages, Arabic, French and English, accompanied by all of the enchanting characters of the season. Talented actress Cynthia Karam still holds within the wonder of a child. Perhaps this is what draws her closer to the magical world of Christmas and the stage. She approaches her role with genuine sincerity and playfulness. Driven by Bruno Tabal's meticulous writing and artistic flair, Cynthia's role in Home for Christmas is embodied on stage, creating an enchanting atmosphere filled with smiles. Rudolph, Frosty, Gingerbread, Pine Tree, Elves and Santa Claus are also joining in the festivities. In an insincere interview, Bruno Tabal reveals the behind-the-scenes of the project. The concept. The play revolves around the festive tension, immersing us in a world that is both magical and sincere. The messages conveyed to children are straightforward yet deep. They'd learn about the horrors of war, the importance of friendship, and gender equality. Those messages are subtly conveyed in a moment of magic and pure happiness. The play. In 2018, Buffon's, a company specializing in events for young audiences and founded by my brother Ralph, commissioned this play at the last minute, just a few weeks before Christmas. We created a play that was deep, humorous, lighthearted and catered to children, providing a moment of joy. Previously working under very modest conditions, it was a success and a wonderful experience. 5 years later, Ralph decided to revive the project. This time, we collaborated with Christina Farah, a friend, producer and actress, who also played a role in the show. A dancer, actress and singer, Christina greatly contributed to the development of the play. We revamped it in terms of story, production, set, direction, choreography, costumes and lighting. Since December 9, the play has been sold out. It is now extended. Cynthia. I am particularly pleased with the play this year, especially that I am collaborating again with Cynthia Karam. Cynthia has always been a constant source of inspiration for me. She was featured in all my music videos. Together, we have shared countless life moments for over 20 years. Collaborating with her is a privilege. Highly sought after, Cynthia has been propelled into an undisputed galaxy of stars. She currently plays in three hit shows, Chicago, Gamet Ein Fatty Ein, and Home for Christmas. This is the outcome of 20 years of hard work. It is a great privilege for me and the team to work with her, as she is a gem, with huge discipline and talent. I could go on forever expressing my admiration for her. Actors. This year, we also have the participation of a friend, an exceptional dancer and actress, who also worked on the production, Christina Farah. Christina's scene, which she sprinkled with magic, is one of the highlights of the play. Her professionalism is outstanding in a country that is, unfortunately, becoming increasingly mediocre. Thankfully, the entire team has been like a beacon in the darkness to me. Five other amateur actors also form a part of the play, with Charbel Sayound portraying Santa Claus. The actors commit wholeheartedly to the project, allowing the play to shine brilliantly. In short, we are truly a big family. Acknowledgements. I would also like to extend my heartfelt thanks to Josiane Boulis, who has revived Le Monat and contributed significantly to theater in Lebanon. I am deeply grateful for her friendship and for facilitating our work at the theater. My thanks also go to Hagop Dergugassian, an extraordinary individual, one of the most talented in lighting and incredibly dedicated and humane. Additionally, I thank Mohamed Farhat for his work on the lighting and Jeff Asfar, who manages the sound. Although this is my script and vision, it is the outcome of a team effort. Without those amazing human beings, this project would not have seen the light of day. Synopsis. The story is timely. Celeste eagerly awaits the return of her officer husband from war. Alone, worried for him, she is sad and desperate in her beautiful home. Yet, one morning, the postman delivers a letter from her husband announcing the end of the war and his return that very evening, coinciding with Christmas Eve. She then feverishly begins preparations to welcome him home in celebration, with the assistance of her friends Line and Lore. Throughout the day, a variety of colorful characters join Celeste in cooking, decorating and gift preparation, bringing the household to life in anticipation of the long-awaited reunion. Celeste experiences magical moments and unexpected encounters. She embarks on journeys within her own living room, taking us along on this captivating adventure.